Please take your Bibles this morning and for the public reading of God's Word, Luke chapter 3 this morning. Luke chapter 3. I'm going to be beginning in verses 23 all the way down to 38. And I'm going to already apologize and ask for your forgiveness because in likelihood I'm going to butcher all of these names. Okay? But this is a genealogy. You know what a genealogy is. You go back to when a family started with a husband and a wife, and then you trace their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and you keep on going down the line till finally you have a family tree. Well, there are two family trees of the Lord Jesus Christ. One is found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, and the other family tree, or the other genealogy, is chapter 3 of Luke. And so we're going to read a long line of individuals that can be traced in the lineage leading up to the birth of the babe in Bethlehem stable. Verse 23. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph. Now Joseph was not his real biological father. Joseph was his stepfather, okay? God the Holy Spirit conceived the second member of the Godhead in the womb of Mary, who became Jesus of Nazareth, just to get our theology straight. Notice, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. So now we're going to go backwards into the BCs as far as time, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Jana, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Esli, which was the son of Nege, which was the son of Maath, which was the son of Mathathias, which was the son of Semei, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Risa, which was the son of Zerubbabel, which was the son of Sethaliel, which was the son of Neri, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Adai, which was the son of Kosam, which was the son of Elmodam, which was the son of which was the son of Hoses, which was the son of Eliezer, which was the son of Joram, which was the son of Matath, which was the son of Levi. I mean, we're going way back into the Old Testament period, beloved. Which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Jonah, which was the son of Eliakim, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Menan, which was the son of Mattatha, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David. Now that's King David. And you're talking roughly 1000 BC. We began with Jesus, as was supposed the son of Joseph, which would put us at around 28 AD. So notice how far back this genealogy goes. Everybody here knows about King David. Well, that's the King David mentioned here in verse 31, which was the son of Jesse. Jesse was David's father, which was the son of Obed. That was David's grandfather, which was the son of Boaz, which was the son of Salom, which was the son of Naasson, which was the son of Aminadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Eshram, which was the son of Phares, which was the son of Judah. That's Judah, the 12 tribes, the son Judah, which was the son of Jacob. So now, beloved, we're now in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis. Just notice, we're in Luke, where this genealogy is now starting from, and we've worked all the way down here, time-wise,
to the book of Genesis. We're going back almost to the beginning.
Which was the son of Jacob, verse 34, which was the son of Isaac, which is the son of Abraham. You're now in Genesis chapter 11 and 12. Which was the son of Terah, which was the son of Nahor, which was the son of Saruk, which was the son of Ragu, which was the son of Peleg, which was the son of Heber, which was the son of Salah, which was the son of Cana, which was the son of Arphaxad, which is the son of Shem. You're now in Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9. You're now with Noah, which was the son of Noah, which was the son of Lamech, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Mehahilai, which was the son of Cana, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth. You're now in Genesis chapter 4, which was the son of Adam, chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Genesis, which was the son of God, the beginning. Whoa, please be seated. Now, why do we have these two genealogies? Why? You got one in the Gospel of Matthew, which traces Jesus' genealogy all the way back to Father Abraham, Genesis 12. This genealogy goes all the way back, beloved, to the very beginning when God said, "Let there be light," and boom, there was light. Then God brought forth the land. Then God separated the oceans. Then God filled the oceans teeming with life. God filled the air with life, and then the animals and such. And then he put the sun and the moon and the stars in space. And then he took a handful of dirt, fashioned the body of the first man, our great 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 grandfather Adam, and he breathed into Adam's nostrils, and Adam became a living soul. Adam opened up his eyes and beheld the face of God Almighty himself. We're being shown, but with these two genealogies, that Jesus Christ is not only the very Son of God come to earth, but he's also a member of the royal bloodline of King David. Jesus Christ is not only Lord God Almighty, he is not only the Savior of sinners, but he is also King of kings and Lord of lords. And in the Jewish mind, now remember, the four Gospels, except for Luke, were written by Jews. And except for the book of Acts, which was written by Luke, who was a Gentile, the entire New Testament is written by Jews. And the Jewish people were fixated on genealogies. In order to establish a person's pedigree, it was vitally important in the ancient world amongst the Jews to know exactly who Daddy was, and who Grandpa was, who was the great-great-grandfather all the way down, for inheritance, for status in the community. It was so important that genealogies, beloved, were kept in the temple. And if you wanted to see your family tree, you had to go to the temple in Jesus' day to find the register of your family's heritage or your family's tree or your family's genealogy to establish pedigree, to establish inheritance rights. Very, very vital. And so God the Holy Spirit saw a need to show Jesus the man, Jesus of Nazareth, his pedigree can be traced all the way back to Father Abraham, through King David, all the way back to Noah, and from Noah to Shem, and from Shem to Adam, and Adam to the hand of God. That's why you have those two genealogies. So, beloved, hopefully I didn't do too bad of a job pronouncing your names. I'm pretty confident I butchered a few. But, beloved, again, look at that verse 31. You have names, you have some names here that are familiar. You have David. They are mentioned at the tail end of verse 31. And then when you get down to verse 33, the last name, Judah, that's one of the 12 sons of whom? Verse 34, Jacob. And who is Jacob's daddy? Isaac. Who is Isaac's daddy? Abraham. And you keep on working your way back, and you come into Noah, you come into Shem, and then you come into Adam, and then you come into God himself, the Creator. So, beloved, the genealogies are not there to simply take up space. They're there to establish Jesus' pedigree and his rightful claim as a king, because he came from the very bowels, the very loins of King David, back to Abraham, back to Noah, and back to Adam. Well, may God choose to bless his word.